It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Alex Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. If I was sober, baby, you know I could get my little self drunk. If I was sober, baby, you know I could get my little self drunk. But as it is, at this point in time, already drunk as a skunk. Going to be on my next album. I'm going to get an actual like blues guitar guy to play slide guitar on it, you know. Make it sound like Beggar's Banquet era Stones. Although I will not be sounding like Mick Jagger. That guy's incredible. I read his book, Mick, and he's a jerk. He really is, but my son, who's in the music business, excuses him because he's the guy out front that has to do it all, you know, make it all happen. But David Bowie was not a jerk like Mick, so it's not an excuse. I also read Keith Richards' book, Life, which I highly recommend. Keith is not a jerk, but look, everybody's a human being, right? No one's perfect. I lost that place I was going to move into because I heard about another place and I thought I had it. And then the woman changed her mind for no particular reason. And she said, you know, she had her intuition overnight wasn't going to work for us. So by the time we went back to the original place, he'd already rented it to someone else. Classic case of a bird in the hand. I thought I had two in the hand, but I did not. So I'm stuck in the warehouse for a while. In fact, I'm looking for a generator because I see no way to sustain the power here. Half the people are not paying their share of the bills. Oh, well. So I was pretty spun out the other day when I realized I was stuck here again for the time being, and I was not happy, and I was running some errands. I stopped in the Safeway parking lot up the Rockridge one, and I went down the little entryway, it's about a block long, there was this crazy guy in like shorts and these little weird kind of slippers kind of weaving around. I mean, clearly on drugs, certainly mentally ill, just, you know, it was getting dark. And I went by him and I'm just shaking my head, you know, because people like that should be in a hospital. But Reagan closed them all in California, or most of them, way back when, and the Republicans have done everything they could ever since to make sure that we don't take care of people like that anymore like we used to. So I went and parked, and as I was locking my door, I looked back over, and there was a guy taking his shirt off and giving it to this guy. And he put on his jacket, and I thought it was another homeless guy. I thought they were pals or something. But then I saw the guy pick up his bags and walk to a very nice car, and he got in it to drive away, and I was so taken aback by that act of kindness. I walked over to the, as the guy was pulling out of his parking space, the original guy, the crazy guy had taken off, but I raised my hand. He stopped, and he rolled down his window, and I said, did you just give that guy your shirt? And he said, yeah. I think he didn't know what was coming. And I just said, I want to tell you, that's one of the kindest things I've ever seen. And he said, thank you. And I said, no, thank you. And really just, it almost brought me to tears. I was already on edge because of the whole, you know, fucking living situation thing. But, you know, just, I was just really touched by that guy's gesture. So it's, you know, lovely to see and think about the milk of human kindness. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.